laughs in a certain sense. Psalm 1, I think it is. You know, the kings of the earth set themselves against him, but he sits on his throne and laughs because, I mean, we know the end of the story, thankfully, and we know who wins in a sense. So our role is to try to bring people to embrace the truth about
but
him.
Isn't it true, though, and I think the majority of the message of the Bible is not to the unbeliever, but to those who profess to be believers. And he warns, God woos, he warned through the prophets, he warned through Christ, he warned through the Apostle Paul, he warned through John the Revelator. I mean, the whole Bible is a warning to believers to trust God. And if we don't trust him, what's the end result? We end up trusting ourselves. And you talk about stress. You talk about the effect of the neurotransmitters and so on. We're in big trouble.
Yes, be anxious for nothing. If you want to trust yourself, you're going to be anxious about everything because you're going to realize in the end that there is really very little in this world that you actually have control over.
You know, I just really appreciate, Dave, the book that you've written here. I think it's very helpful, and I think it'll be very helpful to an awful lot of people. And so thank you so very much. And friend, your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries will put your mind at its best in your hands. Now, what you do with it is another thing. It's not going to affect your mind just by having it in your hand. You're going to have to do something with it. But 40 ways to keep your brain sharp. I know that's what you want to do. The will is present with us, but to do that which we will, oh yeah, well, all right. We've done our best. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Make sure you look into those water purifiers, the Big Berkey. We'll be back with you next time. Thanks for joining us. God be with you. And let's hang on to those minds, friends. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Look into that, too. You've been listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Jerome Corsi, that got his Ph.D. at Harvard. He's certainly a senior writer at WorldNet Daily. He's written a number of books, prolific writer, and certainly one of our favorite guests. Dr. Corsi, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, always a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, basically, what in the world are we going to talk about? Are we going to talk about the... I mean, we've got so many things to talk about.
So much to talk about.
What's going on over there in Japan? What's going on, certainly, in the Near East, the Middle East? What's going on, certainly, with our economy? What do you feel most comfortable? What do you think the most important issue is going to be to cover tonight?
Well, let's jump in first with... We'll probably cover them all, but let's jump in with Japan. The thing I'm concerned about is that, okay, now we've got the Japanese not only dealing with a tsunami, but with a nuclear crisis. And it's clear to me that this nuclear crisis is going to intensify. I mean, there will be a meltdown of one kind or another. And we're going to see the Japanese economy for a long time crippled, or at least put back.
Well, now, because that is going to have a tremendous impact on America, because certainly the Japanese are certainly the second largest holders of U.S. bonds, and aren't they going to have to sell a lot of the T-bills and investments in America to get the money to begin to rebuild Japan?
Well, I think that's where it's headed. And if Japan is out of the market for the, you know, what short run for 2 or 3 years of buying U.S. debt, that's going to put more pressure on the Federal Reserve, which is probably now going to engage in a quantitative easing 3. In other words, the Federal Reserve is going to buy more U.S. debt if Japan's not going to be in the market. And that's only going to increase, again, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet is going to be much more filled with, what are they going to do, another $500 billion, $600 billion, $1 trillion of U.S. debt?
But, of course, what this is highly inflationary. I don't care what Ben Bernanke says, nothing to worry about. I mean, are you going to believe Ben Bernanke or your lying eyes? I mean, certainly, oh, well, fuel and food are not in inflation, everything's fine, and he's simply not telling us the truth. I mean, our prices are going up, the prices of imports into America are going up, and what they're doing is, of course, is really destroying the value of the savings of the people of this country. This is the cruelest tax of all. This is the inflation tax. Inflation is increasing the money supply, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, understand, Japan's going to do the same thing. Japan's central bank is going to put billions of dollars, if not trillions, into the Japanese economy, trying to, again, buoy it up, and we're headed towards a inflation that's going to make 1970s look like nothing. It's going to be one of the greatest inflationary periods since the before the Second World War.
But what this does is simply steals from the elderly, from the people. Well, it steals from everybody, but certainly those on a fixed income are the ones who are going to suffer the most.
I agree.
Well, Sydney, I think this is imminent, and I'm so glad you brought this up, because I think that is really one of the big consequences of what's going on over there, although there may be other complications. My fear is that they're going to use this spectacle, this media event over there to cut off any possibility of having adequate electricity in America, but hang on. You go right ahead and pick up the story.
Well, I think, Dr. Stan, let's jump now to the Middle East. I mean, the situation in Libya is critical. Barack Obama, who I think has really exposed his radical Islamic preference and bias in Libya, has done nothing. We've now got the rebels being crushed by the Gaddafi government, Gaddafi military, which has gotten buoyed throughout the Middle East by others who have made deals with Gaddafi, and probably including Israel. And here you've got a situation developing where now at the 11th hour or 12th hour, in comes Hillary Clinton with the United Nations resolution late, that we're now going to finally have strikes, a no-fly zone against Gaddafi. But this is never going to have a chance now at this late hour of being implemented. We're going to be ending up with a Gaddafi government. And Gaddafi's going to be like a wounded lion that was rejected by the United Nations, now rejected by NATO, rejected by Europe, and yet survives. It's going to be a very radical element entering into the Middle East, which is just going to push oil prices higher and, in fact, move Africa more towards Islam and towards a radical anti-U.S., anti-Israel posture.
I agree with you, and I think this is just a powder keg, because I don't think that we've seen the end of the demonstrations in Algeria and Morocco, in Yemen, and so many of the other countries. Apparently, they put down the demonstrations of Bahrain rather ruthlessly, and certainly the Day of Rage in Saudi Arabia was not much other than a hiccup, but I think there is the potential there for real problems somewhere down the line.
Well, if you take a look at Bahrain, it's really an invasion of Saudi Arabia, sending 1,000 military into Bahrain. And Egypt shunned the radicals who caused the revolution, shunned Hillary Clinton this past week. I think you're going to see across the Middle East to move towards more radical Islam. The Democratic Party likes to think that these are democratic movement revolutions in Tunisia or Egypt or in the Bahrain. But in reality, whenever there's disruption in the Middle East, the radical Islamists are the ones who typically win. I think we're going to see it again. We're going to have Gaddafi more in power. We're going to have Bahrain with its king more in power. I believe the Egyptian Brotherhood will end up taking over a large part of the government of Egypt. And so across the Middle East, you're going to have a radicalization.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, please, for a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Dr. Corson. Dr. Corson and I don't talk, we don't, except when we get on the programs here. But I find that his thought process is exactly the same as mine, but he's a lot smarter than I am.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, Dr. Stan.
I'm
honored that you would say even think that. Thank you.
Well, but Dr. Corson is simply pointing out that everything going on over there is going to strengthen the radical Muslim movement, in other words, the Muslim Brotherhood. And certainly we're going to see, and this has been my fear all along, the advancement of the radical Islamic cause in Egypt and in Tunisia. And whatever happens, certainly it's going to strengthen the hands of the radical Muslim movement. They're going to tell, oh, yes, the Muslim Brotherhood is a moderate influence, and don't believe that for 1 minute. The Muslim Brotherhood is a radical Islamic group. I mean, they may have welfare programs for the poor and help the widows and the orphans, but that is simply a cover for the radical Islamic program. So go right ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and I think also we've got to add on to this, make sure the listeners realize that Barack Obama is not stupid. He's completely on board. In other words, take a look at Iran. And we have in, June 2009, in Iran, the Green Revolution. I was in Israel at the time. And here you've got Mossadegh and the Green Revolution posing the power of the mullahs and Ahmadinejad in a fraudulent election, taking over against re-election as president of Iran. And Barack Obama says nothing. Increasingly, we've had another round of revolutionary activity. The Green Movement again in the streets in Iran. It's not gotten international coverage, and Barack Obama's ignored it. Barack Obama in Libya has done nothing while Gaddafi has increased his power. In Egypt, Mubarak, for all of his faults, was still a decades-old ally of the United States. Barack Obama did nothing to help Mubarak. Mubarak's in exile within Egypt, probably has going to have a very difficult time surviving. And Egypt is going to move towards the control of the Egyptian Brotherhood. Barack Obama knows that this is a time when radical Islam advances in the Middle East, and he's done nothing to side with forces that would side with Israel or would side with the United States by his actions. They've been very conscious and selective actions where Barack Obama has decided in each conflict where to enter, and wherever he's entered on the side of radical Islam.
I share your concern, but I don't think the average American understands that, because that is not being brought up by the controlled media. But this is really what's happening. And we can see, step by step, the Muslim Brotherhood advancing its control over that region. Of course, people never mention what's going on in Turkey, what's going on in the various Stan countries, Uzbekistan, Kurdistan, but they're all moving into the radical Islamic arena. Certainly Lebanon has been taken over now by Hezbollah, which is in the radical Islamic movement. So go right ahead.
Well, and I think this has got to spell long-term more instability in the Middle East, more risk to Israel, and the increasing likelihood that Israel is going to be coming up with a war of survival. Because you've got now Hezbollah taking over Lebanon. That's so gotten lost in the news cycle that people, I think, generally don't realize that Hezbollah has largely staged a revolution within Lebanon, where they've taken over the parliament, they've taken over control of the government, In the Gaza, you're only going to have the Hamas radicals who were created by the Egyptian Brotherhood now being openly resupplied through the Sinai with the Egyptian Brotherhood on the ascendancy. I'm sure in whatever new government is formed in Egypt, you're going to see Hamas and the Egyptian Brotherhood take over maybe 20-25% of the government.
And I think what's really so significant, Israel hasn't had to worry about the southern border for a long time, because at least since the agreement with Sadat 30 years ago, back during the Carter administration, like it or not, Mubarak and the did not allow any attacks on Israel. With his absence, with his being replaced there, and I personally believe that there was complicity, certainly somebody put out a lot of money to buy off the military so they would not protect the Mubarak's government. I think the same thing happened. Somebody put out a lot of money to buy off the military in Tunisia, because it's certainly they were both very comfortable under the existing society, basically. Of course, the people weren't. The people were impoverished. But the way you maintain power when you're authoritarian government is you buy up the support of the military. They live comfortably. They validate the government, and the government validates the military, and they live well. The people better keep in line, or they're going to be in real trouble. But the military did not back Mubarak. So obviously somebody intervened there. I really believe this is what happened. But now, of course, who is going to protect Israel from an attack from Egypt? This is my concern.
Well, and Egypt, like you point out, you know, Dr. Stan, has since Sadat, this is in the 1970s, this is probably 35, 40 years ago, the Sunnis in the Middle East have stood down. You've had Saudi Arabia, Mubarak in Egypt, and Jordan standing down saying, we'll accept Israel surviving. Now with Egypt out of that equation and moving out of the Sunni accommodation with Israel into a radical Islamic Egyptian Brotherhood, what they'll do is the Egyptian Brotherhood will increasingly take over the government. Like Hezbollah and Lebanon, they'll pay the people. Eventually, if you're not Egyptian Brotherhood, you won't have a job in Egypt. You won't be able to make money in Egypt. If you are Egyptian Brotherhood, you'll get money, you'll get accepted, you'll be able to live, and the military will be controlled again by the Egyptian Brotherhood. And long term, the Sunnis are going to join forces with Hamas, with Iran, and you're going to have a threat to the southern border of Israel, combined with Hezbollah in Lebanon, Iran, and now Hamas in the Gaza, controlled by the Egyptian Brotherhood. This is an increasingly difficult time and threatening for Israel's survival.
I agree with you totally. I'm very, very concerned about the future of Israel. I believe personally that God is somehow going to protect them, but fairly looking at it from man's point of view, I don't see how possibly Israel can survive. Since I'm coming at it from a Christian worldview, I think the one way or another why God is going to preserve Israel for the time being, and thank goodness for it, but I have no a logical way in my own mind how this is going to come about. This is why I think we may see some miraculous things down the line. What do you
think? Well, it increasingly reminds me of Ezekiel and the predictions that Israel will be involved in a war for its survival, Gog and Magog, that Iran leading that war, and you've got Russia backing now Iran, China backing Iran, and, you know, the Ezekiel predictions are that God does intervene and survives, Israel survives. But when you look at the real forces lining up today against Israel, you've got to include now Egypt in the anti-Israel camp. And that's not been the case before. In fact, if you take a look at Saudi Arabia invading Bahrain, I think Saudi Arabia is really seeing again the loss of the pro-Israel surviving, the loss of the Sunni domination of the Middle East, where you're going to have, it's right after Iran would destroy Israel, if they could, they would turn against the Sunnis in Saudi Arabia and in Jordan. And the Sunnis in Egypt would be on the side of Iran.
Well, it's going to be fascinating how it plays out. And the question is, you wrote a book one time that said, Israel can't wait. And those of you who haven't read the book, let me suggest to you it's a very important book because Dr. Gorsi was given the opportunity to interview all of the major players there in Israel. I mean, the head of the Mossad, whoever got an interview with the head of the Mossad, or at least the leaders of the intelligence agencies. But Dr. Gorsi was given full access to the people there and came back with a basic book saying, Israel cannot wait indefinitely to go to war. In other words, you don't wait till your enemy has become very strong. You try to attack him before he's so strong he can crush you, but go right ahead.
Well, I think, Dr. Sand, the whole issue of Israel, why Israel can't wait, is that eventually, and what I wrote in that book was that the Obama administration is abandoning Israel and increasingly abandons Israel, getting very little press, very little attention in the United States. And Israel's going to feel cornered. They're going to feel an existential threat to the survival of Israel. At some point or other, Israel has nothing to lose but to go to war, even if it's a nuclear war. Because Israel's looking now at Iran developing nuclear weapons. How long is it going to take Iran to have a nuclear weapon? It gets lost totally in the media. These questions under a Democratic president with a Democratic media, political media, just get lost altogether and don't get brought forward. But Iran is going to become a nuclear power and it's going to be opposed to Israel. Eventually, Israel cannot sustain that threat.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. Do you have any thoughts on the timeline? I mean, things are moving so quickly. I have never seen... I've been at this for 49 years and following
my
this.
My lifetime, it's never been this.
And I agree with you. And I think that the average individual really has to put this into perspective, what's going on in Japan, what's going on here economically. Suddenly, America beginning to move away from its position of leadership militarily and financially of the world. We'll be right back. Well, Dr. Gorsi, go right ahead.
Well, I think, Dr. Sand, let's move next to the United States economic crisis. I mean, again, I think Barack Obama is intent on making the United States a...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Every other government program, unless you address Social Security and Medicare, I think there's only one senator, a Republican senator, has the courage to say what needs to be said, and that's Tom Coburn. Hey, he's a physician. He's there because I think he really cares about America. I think he's probably the finest senator we have. You may disagree, but certainly is. I don't think there's anybody much better than Tom Coburn. Of course, I'm a little prejudiced because he's a physician. But basically, Coburn is saying we're going to have to cut everything, and in order to that, we're going to have to increase taxes, or we're going to lose this country. But he's the only one who has the courage to say what needs to be said.
Well, I might have had Jim DeMint.
All right, fine. You probably know that. I'm glad that Senator DeMint's doing as well as he is.
Because Jim DeMint, I think, is on the same page as Tom Coburn. But there are very, very few others. Mostly the Republican Party truly is Lindsey Graham and John McCain, which is more Democrat-like than anybody would like to admit. I mean, I'm going to have a book coming out here on May 17th, Where's the Birth Certificate? I'm going to push this issue very hard about Obama and his eligibility to be president. These are issues which the mainstream media and even the Republican Party elite does not want on the agenda. But, you know, Dr. Stan, in this era, we can't rely on the Republican Party to put the issues on the agenda. The issues are here, you know, Barack Obama being a usurper to the office of president, not willing to even come forth with his birth credentials to establish eligibility to hold the office, and with a federal budget deficit that is, I think, intentionally irresponsible. I mean, I think I was one of the first to write about the Cloward pivot theory and point out that, you know, you've had communists and socialists for decades saying that the way to destroy the United States was to overwhelm the United States with social welfare demands that our economy could no longer meet. And then we come crashing down as an economy and replace it, in Cloward and Piven, the two sociologists from Columbia, in their view, with a true communist state. And you know, you deal with the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress, and you realize they are not going to cut the budget. So it's going to take the International Monetary Fund coming in after Moody's and Standard & Poor's downgrades the debt of the United States, just like Greece, saying you're going to have to cut in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and Obamacare, which is going to add trillions more dollars. These are programs which can never be paid for. They're absolutely irresponsible. There's no way. Take a look at the Social Security Trust Fund. They say there's trillions of dollars in it. No, there's no trillions of dollars. It's just all the IOUs and, you know, a three-ring binder that's held somewhere in West Virginia where you go into a Social Security office and you see the trust fund is filled with Treasury debt because Congress has been robbing the trust funds and Social Security for decades. We are bankrupt. And that's what the American people have got to realize.
I think people need to know who Clower and Pivot were. They were two hardcore socialists who back in 1966 wrote an article that appeared in The Nation magazine that said, look, if you want to destroy this country, what you want to do is just promise all these wonderful things, get America head over heels in debt, get everybody used to entitlements, and then eventually the whole system will collapse, and then we can have our wonderful utopia. We can destroy this country. That was Cloward and Pivot, 1966. They've been following this with the full help and support of both the Republicans and the Democrats. And ladies and gentlemen, we, Sati, are a bankrupt nation. This whole system is going to collapse. There is no possible way that this can continue. And everybody's going to lose everything down the line. And we got two choices. We're going to end up poor one way or the other, but we'll either end up poor and free or poor and enslaved. And that's, of course, what I believe the elite want. They want a feudalistic system. This is not accidental. It is intentional. And are you willing to give up all these wonderful things? Because you're not going to keep them. There's just no way, is there, Dr. Corsi?
Well, as I said, I've written two books. I wrote The Obama Nation, which I pointed out that Barack Obama is a radical leftist, communist-trained president. He's going to pursue the Cloward Pivot theory in America for sale, which I've indicated that the plan of the globalists is to reduce the United States to a second-power country. Destroy the dollar. People have got to reread these books. It's the critical laying out of the thesis that Barack Obama is out to destroy the United States of America as a great power and a free economy.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Dr. Corsi.
Well, I think they understand that people have got to realize that Barack Obama is not a friend of the United States. He came in, read Obama Nation, came in with a radical socialist agenda trained by communists, Frank Marshall Davis in his background, of Jeremiah Wright, black liberation theology, a radical socialist view of Christianity, racist view of Christianity. And Barack Obama, you know, 20 years in the church, saying he wasn't there the day that Reverend Wright said GD America. I mean, Barack Obama wants to present himself as a highly intelligent guy. He clearly understood what the revolutionary religion was about, and he was in that church because he embraced that religion. Now, when you realize these things, you see what's playing out today. Barack Obama is not accidentally sitting out the crisis in the Middle East. He'll intervene when he sees it going away. He doesn't want it to go. But right now, Barack Obama, all of the forces that are winning in the Middle East are the forces that are anti-Israel, anti-United States. The situation set up where the Islamic Brotherhood, the Egyptian Brotherhood, has a position in the newly forming Egyptian government. Gaddafi, who's been building mosques all through Africa, anti-America, is going to probably crush this rebellion before we can have a new no-fly zone put in place by NATO. NATO's going to be completely ineffective here. And you've got the Egyptian government moving much more close to Iran. Iran with Hezbollah now controlling Lebanon. So the forces are building against Israel. At the same time, we've got a debt crisis in the United States, which is only going to end up with a downgrading of the dollar, downgrading of the sovereign debt rating in the United States.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, Dr. Corey's just saying that things are not going well in the Near East and Middle East, and the people who hate America are taking over there. But one of the biggest things that we have, of course, is what's happening here in the United States. And everything points to the fact that the rating agencies are going to downgrade the debt of America. Now, remember, we're having to borrow suddenly of 40 cents on every dollar we spend. We have to borrow that or just simply print the money. And if we have to go out and borrow the money and they downgrade our debt, it means that the interest rates are going to go up considerably. People are not going to lend to us. If the debt is more dangerous, in other words, their possibility, they may never get paid back. And there's a very real possibility that somewhere down the line, America is going to simply default on its debt to its own citizens and people throughout the work and say, world, and just say, sorry, we're just not going to pay it back. And then what happens? This is what third world nations do. Could America ever become a third world nation? Well, there are people who love to destroy America. And some of them, I believe, are working at the highest levels in Washington, D.C. And this is what's really going on. And, of course, our attention's on Tiger Woods and Lindsay Lohan and the latest basketball. And, well, yes, we're a little concerned about what's going on in Japan, too, because, of course, we're all going to die of radiation poisoning, which isn't true. But be that as it may, it's amazing that the American people can be manipulated as they are now. Dr. Corsi has written a number of books, and I want him to tell you how to get the books and certainly how to get the information that will help you become informed so you can help in this great battle we're involved in, a very real battle for the survival, what I believe, of Christian civilization and the souls of men. How can people get your books, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I said I implore people to read again America for Sale. And you can get it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or WorldNet Daily Superstore. But when I wrote America for Sale, what I was really showing was that what's happening today is not happening by accident. The globalists intend to diminish the American middle class, American wealth, to move us into a global economy where we do not have the freedoms that America has provided. The globalists want economic domination. And the globalists are left and right, Zbigniew Brzezinski as well as Henry Kissinger. They want the multinational corporations to control. They want the borders open to illegal immigrants that will be allowed to flood all these countries. And believe me, now you've got a flood of immigrants coming from Africa that is going to inundate again Europe with another round of illegal immigrants that are going to be pressuring these economies in Europe into a situation where they could never pay the social welfare benefits. This is not by accident. And I write my Red Alert newsletter. I'm a senior managing director. I've been in the financial services industry for 25 years. Guilford Securities, guilfordsecurities.com. You go to that website, click the tab that says Financial Services Group, fill out the form with my picture in it. We'll send you Red Alert free, and we'll keep you with Guilford Securities updates. But people have got to understand that there is a conscious movement of the globalists who want to level and destroy the economic and freedom, of the economic power and the freedom of the United States. It's part of the plan.
I agree with you, and I share your concern, but until the American people are willing to get involved to form a local Tea Party in their area, unaffiliated with anybody else, and begin thinking independently and beginning to take back their communities and run independent candidates, independent of the hierarchy that controls both political parties, because I believe they're all controlled by the same people. I believe we've got a one-party system with two branches, and they're both socialist and collectivist. It's time to take America back. Go on ahead, Dr. Curry.
And then the losers are going to be the retired and retiring middle class of the United States. What inflation, and we're just beginning at the edge of inflation. This looks like 1974 again. Hyperinflation, food and energy prices rising dramatically. Why aren't people protesting dramatically against Barack Obama at $4 a gallon for gasoline? What's it going to take? $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon, $10 a gallon? Barack Obama doesn't care. He'll raise it as far as he said he would raise the price of gasoline before he was elected. Now, when inflation takes over, the fixed income, the fixed retirement savings of all Americans is going to diminish, so that maybe you think, look, I've got a Social Security check of $2,000 a month. Well, good luck buying a hamburger and a cup of coffee with that. That's where we're headed. The risk of hyperinflation is right around the corner. When hyperinflation hits, it hits the retirees, the fixed income people in America, and there's nobody going to step in and save those, save the retirees. Nobody going to step in. They're going to be back into a depression mentality immediately, and you'll get your Social Security check, but it will be worthless. And Congress will not intervene, because Congress can't cut spending, can't reform Social Security or Medicare or Obamacare. Congress just makes more promises. It's like ancient Rome. You know, grain and circus. We've got the, you know, the NCAA March Madness. Everybody can watch that. In the meantime, we'll have public welfare and Social Security and all the other things. You'll get your check. And don't worry about the long term. That's the entire intent of Congress. But it will not long survive any longer than it long survived in ancient Rome.
In fact, the same thing happened in 300 when Diocletian was the emperor. And he actually tried to solve this by putting in wage and price controls to control the inflation. He eventually, of course, retired, went off to raise cabbages. The only thing Diocletian did was to split the empire into the two sections, one the west, one the east. The east stayed on a gold standard with a stable currency, lasted until the 1400s, and, of course, Rome fell in 476, the western part. Go right ahead.
Well, I think this is the problem that most Americans have got to realize, is that they've got to look beyond the media. The media is lying. The media is diverting attention. The real issues here are we've got a debt that's not sustainable, and Congress is not solving the problem. Republicans are no different than Democrats. They're Democrat-light. And even the Tea Party movement, there's going to be a great effort to co-opt the Tea Party movement to make them part of the Republican establishment in Congress. People have got to continually realize that just because somebody's a Republican does not mean they're on our side. The issue with Lindsey Graham, with John McCain, people get confused. They're Republicans. We think we've won. And then the Republicans turn around and can't cut the debt either. Secondly, the Barack Obama is systematically diminishing the power of the United States. We have weapon systems that are not being funded. We don't have the F-35 is now not going to be developed. We are having China develop a level of military power on the seas. China's got now missiles that can take out an aircraft carrier, which makes essentially all of our aircraft carriers obsolete. We don't have a navy that will ultimately be able to compete with China's navy. And we owe China so much debt, China holds over $800 billion of U.S. debt. How are we ever going to enforce anything against China when we're a debtor nation to China?
Well, there's really who can't, you know. Basically, fellow who borrows is the servant of the person who's lent the money. Neither borrower nor lender be. That was Polonius' advice to Laertes, and pretty good advice. I wish that our leaders would take that. America has become the largest debtor nation in the world. I mean, that is what people don't understand. And we're having to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar we spend. How long could you continue doing that? Could you do that in your own business? Of course you could. You could go bankrupt. And America is not only financially bankrupt, we're morally bankrupt too. And I don't think God's going to continue to support a nation that is doing the things that we're doing. But go right ahead, Dr. Carson.
Well, I mean, I agree, Dr. Stan. When you take a look at the abortions that we allow in the United States, we look at God being thrown out of our schools and public arena. I mean, I'm not the greatest biblical scholar in the world, but from my limited reading of the Bible, I can't find a single civilization that disavowed God and abused God that God rewarded. And if we want this nation to continue down this path of abandoning God, it's only a matter of time till God abandons the United States. And I want to prevent that from happening. But, you know, again, it's a lot easier to watch the March Madness basketball tournament. It's a lot easier to send your kids to public school and not worry that they're getting a sexual education. They don't know any reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they know Spanish history and black history and You know, mommy and daddy, maybe two guys or two women. I mean, it's ridiculous. China is not teaching this. China is teaching a generation of kids who are going to be dominant in the world because they know reading, writing, and arithmetic. We've got unions that are dominant in the United States in teaching. You saw this in Wisconsin. We don't have collective bargaining in Wisconsin. So Governor Walker's not opposing collective bargaining. This is union favoritism. The union gets into power in the NEA, the National Education Association, in Wisconsin. You can't teach unless you belong to the NEA. They take a percentage of your salary as union dues. Those union dues support Democratic politicians in Wisconsin. Democratic politicians get into power. They give the union more benefits, including pension benefits, which the current governors don't have to worry about. It comes about out of somebody else's budget. This isn't collective bargaining. This is a political patronage system in which the Democrats have figured out a convenient way to steal and extort teachers who want to teach. If they don't give union dues, they can't be permitted to teach. And then you can't fire the ineffective teachers. Teachers who get seniority are there for life. And this system is going to be one again that is going to teach our children a political agenda where our children do not have the education they need to compete in the global economy. And by the way, Dr. Stan, just try to mention Jesus Christ in the classroom, and the NEA will probably not only fire you and make sure your career is destroyed, they'll probably prosecute you.
Sure. I mean, we live in a world gone mad, Jerry, and there are a few of us sane, and most people think we're crazy. But you know, the exciting thing to me is how well WorldNet Daily is doing, how Joseph Fair is getting all sorts of books published, good books that have a good, great message. And so there's this little core, and you're an essential part of this this group that is having an impact, certainly Paul Walters and his News with Views. And we know that we must be doing something right. The Adriana Huffington was never part of the really conservative movement, but they paid over $300 million to buy her up just because they didn't want anything getting out that was accurate or was critical of the establishment. Certainly, I suspect they'd pay an awful lot of money to buy up WorldNet Daily and World Affairs Brief and Alex Jones and Joyce Rod and the Power Hour. I'm sure they'd do anything they could to silence you because you're doing such a great job. But more and more people are learning, and you know, I've been at this, this is my 49th year. I'm more optimistic now than I've ever been because there is a growing awareness.
Well, you know, that's Dan, when you read the Bible and you look at Sodom and Gomorrah, God comes in and tries to make a bargain with Abraham. Abraham makes a bargain with God. You know what? He starts out, I'll find 10 righteous people. Well, it kind of gets down to, how about if I find one? And I don't think God is looking for everybody in today's environment to be righteous, to believe in God, to believe in the United States of America and our fundamental principles, to argue for it, to fight for it. But if a few listeners to this program stand up and say, no, we're not going to take it anymore, the Tea Party movement, we should be encouraged about this. I think we've never been closer in the United States to a states' rights rebellion, Ninth and Tenth Amendments, hopefully just peaceful, than at any time since the Civil War. And there's going to be better states to live in than others, Texas, Wyoming. People are going to move out of the socialist states, California, the industrial Northeast with all of its poverty and social welfare programs that perpetuate the poverty. There's going to be better states to live in than others. But the issue here is that those of us who believe in the United States of America have got now, today, to stand up for the Constitution and the Founding Fathers, stand up for God being left in the United States of America, to be left in our schools, and to fight back an agenda, a socialist agenda, to spend us into poverty.
Well, I think that as things get worse, and the one thing I can say for certain is I'm sure that things are going to get a lot worse, certainly. I think that certainly we're going to begin to see the continued contraction of the economy. And, of course, as the states and the communities have less and less money, more and more people are going to lose their jobs, and then they're going to lose their homes. And hopefully, just hopefully, this is going to begin to get people's attention. I think that the people who've lost their homes and lost their jobs, I think, are beginning to ask why. I mean, this is good. It's awfully late down the line, but I am really feeling that there's a growing awareness that something is seriously wrong. And then they're listening to programs like The Others in Alternative Medium. They're reading the things that you're writing and reading your views. And certainly your books have done amazingly well for books of that sort.
Well, and I've got this new one coming out, Where's the Birth Certificate?, which will be out on May 17th. You can see it now on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, WorldNet Daily. People are buying it pre-publication. It's already become a bestseller 2 months out from publication. And I think, Dr. Stan, people are waking up. In the final analysis, I believe when I read Ezekiel, God will protect Israel. And if we stand up, even a few of us, to protect the United States of America and our founding fathers, I don't think God created the United States of America to see it go away. I can't believe that in my life.
Well, we're going to find out very soon, because I think we're moving towards the climax in history. Our guest this evening, as always, Dr. Jerome Corsi, certainly one of our favorite guests. And listen to what he says, reading his books. It's vitally important. Once again, the name of your last couple of books?
Please read America for Sale.
America for Sale. This is a very important book.
And my book coming out, Where's the Birth Certificate? It'll be out on May 17th.
All right. Hang on there. We'll just forget about it. Just a couple of minutes more, Dr. Corsi. We'll be right back. Well, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Well, Dr. Zen, I want to remind the listeners they can get my Red Alert newsletter free. I write it every week. RedAlert.WND.com. Just subscribe.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey Water Good. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. And next hour, we're going to do open line. So basically, our regular scheduled guest didn't show up. So it's going to be you and me. And you can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Because I have absolutely nothing planned. But this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we would love to hear from you now. I would point out we have a couple of wonderful new supporters. We have a website. It's called The Story of Jesus. The Story of Jesus. You'll want to go to our website. Scroll down on the front page to The Story of Jesus and simply go to that website, and you will be enthralled by the greatest story ever told. It really is. That was a book I read 60 years ago, and it had a tremendous impact on my life. I wasn't a Christian then, but I remember reading that and thinking this wonderful story of the life of Jesus. Well, this is really what The Story of Jesus is all about. You'll really enjoy it. And then we have another new Sunday supporter. It's called The Seed Catalog. Buck Keeley, you can write now. Go to his website by typing in just Seed Catalog, Buck Keeley. But hopefully by this evening, while you'll have the link there at Radio Liberty, and you can simply go to our webpage, and you'll be able then to link to his website. And so we've just got a sample of seeds from them, beautifully put up. But you need to understand about seeds and the difference between the seeds you're going to get, heirloom seeds, and the seeds you're going to be able to get down at the Walmart or at Costco or at your local hardware store. And then, of course, we do hope you'll read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll watch our talk on The Forbidden Secret. You'll listen to our talk on The Dark Secret and get the syllabuses that go with that. You need the information to begin to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in today. You need to watch the DVD, The Watchers. The Watchers goes into UFOs, go into cattle mutilation, goes into alien implants were actually, you hear an interview of a doctor who has taken some implants out of 16 people who've been abducted by aliens. And yes, that sounds pretty far out. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on in the world today is far out. All of this is unbelievable. But our message to you is that there is a supernatural realm. And of course, we have another book we carry called Alien Intervention. We encourage you to get it. Another one called Alien Interviews by our good friend Lynn Wisuli. Interviews with PhDs and doctors and all sorts of experts who've interviewed people who've been abducted by aliens. Well, of course, I don't believe for 1 minute they're aliens. I believe that they're demonic beings who have breached the spiritual barrier between this dimension and the other dimension. There's so many programs today out there, programs like The Fringe talks about the other dimension, but it's all designed to confuse you. There is another dimension, ladies and gentlemen, but not as presented in The Fringe. We have a new one called The Event about the people who come to take the world back, the people from another planet. It's a fascinating storyline. But, of course, what is missing is the real battle is between certainly those people who love God and those people who come or have the loyalty to the other dimension. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. There is an element of supernatural. I mean, after all, how could God die and then be resurrected? He had to have a supernatural element. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of you out there in the listening audience. So give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we would love to hear from you, get your views, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to. But right now we have on the line, calling from Carmel, Herman, and Kai Herman, how are we doing?
Well, it's been a hectic week. You know, when all this crisis in Japan started and we began seeing all these reports of radiation clouds floating towards the North America and so forth, and some friends and I, we went out to try to buy some potassium iodide or other products, and everything was sold out. and this was by last weekend. And then one pharmacist at a local drugstore in Monterey said, she said she checked, and she says, I'm not even able to order any. So there are a lot of things going on, but what it taught me is that if you wait until the crisis hits, it's too late. And, you know, your listeners have been hearing you for years talk about get a big Berkey, get some freeze-dried food, you know, have some cash on hand, get some gold. I used to laugh when you advertised the, in case of a nuclear attack, buy these pills, and I would think, is this ridiculous or what? But I'm not laughing anymore, and I think you should expand that when you offer those. Not just nuclear attack, but if there's a radiation leak of some kind. But the other thing I wanted to mention is that there has been an alert put out for a potential large quake on the West Coast. Now, I know we've heard of these things for years, but Jim Berglund, who runs the Zizigi website, he's been a guest on Coast to Coast. He's a retired government geologist. And there's another geologist by the name of Mandeville, and he also has put out a major alert. Now, Jim Berglund does not predict and say this is going to absolutely happen. He only did that one time, and he was dead on, and that was the Loma Prieta quake. And so 20-some years later, and in the meantime, he might say, well, there's a 30% chance in here or within 200 miles of some place. But the only other time is now, folks. He said the 19th of this month, which is Saturday, a window opens Saturday the 19th through about the 26th of this month. There will be the opportunity for a large quake.
Oh, boy, I wish you hadn't told me that, because I'm going to be doing a speaking engagement in Southern California. In fact, we're leaving on the 24th, won't be back until the 27th or 28th, but that's all right. I mean, we're going to have to look upon God to protect us.
Well,
he's
thinking most likely it might be in the Pacific Northwest along the Juan de la Fuca Fault, but...
Well, let's hope it is, because I'm going to be in Southern California. Anyway, of course, we're just going to have to wait and see. But I think that there is a ring of fire. There is an instability all around the Pacific Rim. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. We're talking about what's going on. We're talking about, certainly, what is going on over in Japan. And basically, you've got three or four things going on in Japan. You've got the tsunami. You have, certainly, the nuclear power plant. And the question is the nuclear power plant leaking? Then is it leaking because of damage that was done by the earthquake? Is it leaking because of damage that was done by this massive tsunami which hit it? We don't know. How much of this is media hype? And I will tell you, a lot of it is media hype. But then there may be something else going on, too. How many of you know what MOX is? How many out there in the media has listening audience have any idea what MOX is? Well, MOX is basically the fuel rods used in nuclear power plants that are made up of primarily of plutonium. And that comes from the spent fuel, the spent fuel has plutonium in it, and that can burn as well. But isn't it interesting? I mean, of all the nuclear power plants in the whole world, the one where we've had this recent accident changed over to this MOX fuel last September, I mean, just a few months ago. I mean, this is used in very few plants in the world, the MOX fuel. It's used somewhat in France, but most countries don't. America doesn't use the MOX because it's so much more, if it ever were to leak, it would be so much more of a danger. And just a few months before this catastrophe hits, suddenly, for no apparent good reason, why they refuel, the new rods are put into these plants over there, just adjacent to where this this earthquake is to take place, and it's using the MOX fuel, which is far more dangerous than the other fuel. It's not just accidental. Is there some sort of divine plan going on? Is this an intentional effort to actually sabotage the nuclear industry, because, of course, our leaders really do not want America to be a first-world nation. They want to frighten us into saying we can't have nuclear energy. They did that going back to 1979 and the Three Mile Island incident, which is phony as a $3 bill. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Paul from Texas. We welcome your calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines. Give us a call. We've got Paul calling from Texas. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I was simply pointing out that what has happened is MOX fuel. I don't know how many of you know what MOX fuel is, but it's the use of plutonium rods rather than uranium rods in the core of the nuclear power plant. And basically they have these rods, and this is what heats the water. But suddenly they only in a very few places in the world do they use the plutonium rods, and it basically comes from the spent nuclear fuel. There's plutonium there. But this is much more dangerous because, of course, you get a leak from it. Why, it could be catastrophic. So why out of all the entire world, where they've suddenly fueled at least one of the nuclear reactors over there in Japan, in this the four of them, why would they fuel this nuclear power plant in an unstable area where it's certainly prone to tsunamis and prone to certain earthquakes with this unstable fuel? Well, last September, they never apparently not used it before. Why would they do something so stupid unintentionally, or maybe it wasn't unintentional? Well, let's go to Paul calling from Texas. Hi, Paul. How are we doing?
Doing great, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, all the emphasis has been on Japan this week, and sure, I pray for the people, and it's been terrible. But there was one thing that had slipped, through the cracks this week that nobody is discussing.
Well, so much of what goes on is a diversion. In other words, very often they will intentionally create an incident or exaggerate an incident to draw attention away from other far more important things. And yes, there are a lot of important things going on. In fact, there's so many things happening, we can't focus on any of them, and people are panicking. There's fear, and people are going out and buying iodine to take the iodine. There's no reason to take the iodine. We tell them, sure, we'll sell you the iodine, but do not take it. Why will we sell it to you? Because you should have it on hand. If there were to be a leak in your area, there would be a nuclear attack, if there were to be a dirty bomb used, you should have the iodine on hand, but you should have it on hand a long time ago, not wait until the crisis comes. And of course, I'm just hoping and praying, Paul, that what is happening will cause people to begin to listen, to be in to make the preparations that they're going to need to survive, because we're moving into very difficult times. But what was this other incident you wanted to talk about?
Well, it was headline news that Bank of America was charged with forcing insurance on people. You know, in other words, if you had a mortgage and it started off at, say, with insurance and all $1,000, and it had just happened to me, so I know about it. With them and other banks too, what they would do is let your insurance expire, you know that you had shopped for, you know, before you, you know, got a mortgage. And they would let it expire, and then all of a sudden you're paying a whole lot more for your insurance. And you call them, and you're talking to some zombies, and you can't get through to the top, and your payments keep going up. And people have filed lawsuits and all, and I never had the money to do it. But this has finally come out in the news this week, you know, under the umbrella of what's going on in Japan. And to me, this is big news.
Perhaps you can clarify that. Was this an insurance policy that you took out, or is this a policy that Bank of America took out?
No, I had an escrow, and they were to pay it. But before I, you know, when I first bought the property, I bought the insurance. And they let every policy that I had expire, and then they forced insurance on me. And, you know, I fought with them, and with the mortgage company for a few years until I finally fired them and just paid them off.
Well, I think it's tragic. But these big banks, and I hate to sound like a socialist, but these big banks are totally corrupt. I mean, the whole banking system, the corporate system in our country is certainly illegitimate because we live in a corporatocracy where the banks control the government and the governments validate the banks. It's just like it was, 500 years ago, where because the church validated the corrupt monarchies, the corrupt monarchies validated the corrupt churches. Well, we separated church and state. Now it's the corrupt politicians validate the corrupt government, and the corrupt government validates the corrupt politicians and the corrupt corporations and the banks. And they're taking advantage of the people. And I believe in the free enterprise system. But these people have been given a monopoly. The banks are allowed to create money out of nothing and then charge interest on it. And it's immoral and it's wrong. And we're going to have to do something about it. And we're going to have to stop this whole idea where the bankers can create money and then have the audacity to charge us interest on money that they've created out of nothing. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, the last thing I have to say, I'm going to listen to your program the rest of the time, but the last thing, I want to say is that Jesus said it best when he said, the root of all evil is the love of money.
They're absolutely right. It's not money. It's the love of money. And you remember the scriptures. You remember the only time that Jesus ever became angry and expressed his anger?
He was beating the same type of people that were doing today. He was way ahead of us.
He was driving the money changers out of the temple. And believe me, what we're seeing today is the modern-day money changers in the temple. Anything else, Paul, before we let you go?
No, Dr. Stan, you said it great. I'm going to sit back and listen to this.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you, sir.
Thanks. Let's go to Joe calling from Cincinnati. Again, our telephone number, it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I want you to know I love open lines because I never know what's going to come up, and it's always a challenge. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Praise the Lord, my brother Stan. Good evening, everybody. God bless my brothers and sisters in Christ and our friends that are listening. I pray that this will happen not just Wednesday. And look, the Lord just answered my prayer, Dr. Stan.
Well, what happened? How did the Lord answer your prayer?
Well, Lord, I wish there will be another hour of free calls, for you this week.
Okay, fine. Well, that just sort of happened. Well, but the Lord does work in strange ways, and I never know what's going to happen. This is His ministry. He provides for
Amen.
It. And without Him, I couldn't do what I do. He provides the funds.
We love you, Dr. Stan. We love you, and you are in the prayers of thousands of Christians in America and all over the world. Just to comment, Brother Stan, and one question. My first comment is this. In these times, in these troublesome times, we must remember God's word and promises. The Bible says that the word of God is alive and active, always. And I got right here in front of me a Bible verse. I've been putting Bible verses all over my house, my windows, my walls, my doors, And it gives me such strength and joy and peace every time I see Him. And I know the Holy Ghost uses the Word because He inspired the Word. And we must remember the promise in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your sorrows, all your problems upon him, because God cares for you.
And I think that's beautifully said. I will tell you that we're entering into very difficult times. Everything we have known in the past, I believe, is going to change. I mean, all these wonderful entitlement programs and welfare programs are going to begin to crumble. In fact, the very infrastructure of our society is going to begin to crumble. And when this happens, you know, the roads don't get fixed, and you don't have electricity, and the water is not going to be there a lot of parts of the time, and the healthcare industry begins to break down, and the supply lines break down. We're going to have to rely increasingly upon God and upon one another.
Brother Stan?
What?
I remember what a Latino preacher from Brazil, one of the most Holy Spirit-filled men that I've seen in my life, Dr. What's his name, David? My wife, Dario Salas from Brazil. He always told us this. We are not in crisis. We are in Christ. There's no crisis in Christ. We are in Christ.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing that's going to any of us do what lies ahead. Anyway, Joe, I agree with you totally, and just keep your eyes
just
fixed on the Lord.
A question, Brother Stan.
Yes.
Do you agree with me that this, what just happened in Japan, is another sign of the end of time?
I believe that all of this is pointing towards a coming great crisis is going to sweep this earth, and I'm not sure whether this is created by God, whether this is created by Lucifer, whether it's created by men. I don't know, but I do know it's going to serve God's purpose. Everything does. God bless
Amen.
Joe, and thanks very
God
much.
God bless you. We love you, brother.
Thanks.
You have a good night.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Diana, who's calling from Aptos. Again, our telephone, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, of course, many times think God, the dark side means things for bad and for evil, and tends to use it for the purpose of the other side. But God will eventually use it for His glory. Hi, Diana, do you have a question or comment?
Just a comment. I just want Joe, the previous caller, to know that he's not alone. Bank of America did something similar to me. Only I already had my insurance, and it was paid, but they kept insisting that it wasn't paid. And probably it went on for a couple of years where my insurance agent probably faxed them 50 times proof of my insurance, and they still kept trying to charge me $300 a month for their insurance. And then they kept calling my payment a partial payment, and then they called my house about 15 times a day. It took me quite a while. I fought it, and then finally they finally gave up.
Well, I think that we have to stand up against them, but we need people in government who will regulate this and protect the little guy.
The government
the monster,
doesn't care about us.
Well, hold that thought. Number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead.
The government doesn't care about us.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
For Liberty or 464-8295, and hey, certainly with all the things going on, and whether it be the other revolutions taking place in Europe, whether it would be the crisis over there and certainly in Japan, and basically there's something wrong about this whole thing. I mean, you do not take and leave nuclear fuel rods, spent nuclear fuel rods, on the roof of a building. Why would you do that? I mean, if for anything should come up, you couldn't get water on them, they'd melt right down. Now, basically, they're not leaving this on the roof of a containment vessel. They're leaving on the roof of a building. You would put fuel rods down on the ground. Usually, spent fuel rods are put into 50-gallon drums. And the worst thing that could happen is, of course, they would leak through the bottom, and then they'd go down into the ground, and there they'd be safe, and the ground would contain them. But you would not put them on the roof of a building. And, of course, as we pointed out earlier, which is really so unusual, is they refueled one of the reactors there, and I think it's the one that's not working, with MOX, M-O-X, which is plutonium rods, rather than uranium rods, which are more dangerous. And they did it just last September. Now, maybe this is just coincidence. Maybe it's just coincidence that after 10 years of having knowing how to produce a medication that would protect people from radiation and from nuclear radiation injury, and not developing it, just yesterday why the Department of Defense announced that they do have a medication to protect people in case of radiation injury. And we're told, of course, there are a small number of people over there who've had a radiation exposure and maybe one or two who have developed radiation illness there over in Japan. But why, after 10 years, and we know they had it 10 years ago, and the government refuses to purchase at that time after somebody spent $100 million of their own money to develop this medication for radiation illness, why just yesterday was this suddenly announced that it's available? It's almost as if this is a script, as if it's all been scripted out ahead of time. I don't know what's coming down the line, but I do know we're not being told the truth. I do know that if you read the newspapers and you read the various reports out of there, it's all designed to frighten us to death, to mold our minds, to convince us that nuclear energy is just too dangerous to use. Oh, we don't do that. We're just going to have green energy, pay phenomenal prices, lower our living standards. Because, you see, you can't have an industrialized society without power. And they don't want us to have power. They don't want to use oil or coal or natural gas to generate power. They're tearing out the dams so we won't have power. They blocked nuclear energy since 1979, and now they're going to block it again. And they're going to use this whole incident, real or contrived, whatever it is, they're going to play on the fears of people. Oh, we don't dare have that. We're just going to have to give up our cars and electric lights and refrigerators or go along with the smart grid and the smart appliances and the smart meters, all aimed at regulating our consumption of electricity, because electricity is too dangerous to generate from nuclear power. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But never forget those words of Edward Bernays, writing back in 1928 in his book Propaganda, where he said the intelligent and conscious manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an essential element in democratic society, and those who control this essential mechanism of society are the invisible rulers of our nation. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes form our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And you're seeing a beautiful example of that with the fear that is being generated. Even good people are caught up in this, and certainly some of my best friends think there's much more to fear. Well, I don't think there's much to fear other than the reaction we're going to get and how this is going to be used to prevent nuclear energy. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call, it's open lines, and if you don't call in, why, there's nobody to talk to. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
that is.
Don't be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and because this is open lines for the next half hour, we want to hear from you, and give us our telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and we've got Mike calling in from Idaho. Hi, Mike, what part of Idaho are you in?
I'm in the northern part.
All right, do you hear us on the on shortwave internet? How do you hear us?
Well, listen to you on 106.5.
All right, fine.
And then also on the internet.
All right, very good. Good to have you with us tonight. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do. You were talking about the nuclear issue, fallout coming from Japan. And earlier this week, being a little curious about it, I had phoned Dr. Art Robinson from Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine.
Well, what did Art have to say?
Well, he said that I asked him if one should be precautionary in taking KI, and he said that would be absolutely foolish where there is no immediate threat.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's an awful smart guy. I love Art. I'm glad to know that that I agree with him. I wouldn't say he agrees with me because he's much more of an expert than I am, but he is one of the most knowledgeable people in the entire country as far as the dangers of nuclear and a nuclear attack. So basically,
absolutely.
He's absolutely right. Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I respect him, Kirsten Kearney, and Dr. Jane Orient very, very much, who I think all three of those founded Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine, and that website is oism.com. And I would like to make a plea for you to have him on the radio with you and discuss some of these things.
I think that's an excellent idea. Basically, Art's a personal friend. We've known him for many years. We've had him on many times in the past. As you know, he ran for Congress here this last time. And when, of course, he lost, but he lost very, not have a, you know, a great deal of a, you know, pretty close election, considering.
Well, it was like 56.5% to 43%, I believe, was the number.
But basically, they went after his children. Basically, he has three children. They were doctoral candidates. And they went after them from the university. They attacked his children. I mean, outstanding people. I mean, great academic records. To punish Art for daring to challenge the political system, and I think these people should be sued and put in prison or hung up, probably ostracized and flogged for doing this sort of thing. But when they attack his children for political purposes, and these are kids who are very close to getting their doctorate degrees, that is the sort of corruption we see within our university systems today. And when they do that sort of thing, they ought to just shut down the whole university. But go ahead.
Well, Mike. You know, that's one of the things that needs to be told is, here, this is an American hero. He was the director of the Civil Defense Program in the United States under Ronald Reagan. And he is the one who who did a whole lot to bring awareness to the, you know, the Cold War threat of nuclear fallout. So he's not only is he a great scientist, but he has served this country well in looking out for individual protection. So I agree with you. I agree with your sentiment. I just would like to ask you to have him on, and you know, the from what's being said is that, or from what I'm hearing, is that you know, if any of the fallout is to reach the continental United States, it would start appearing sometime Friday. But
basically,
I don't
have
know
to understand
that how much.
What we're worried about is I-131. The half-life of iodine is eight days. I mean, 8 days. You know, it's been 8 days getting over here, and it's going to be half gone already. And this is not, you're just not going to get enough to make it of any serious consequence. This is all hype. This is political theater. This is being utilized to discredit the idea of nuclear energy. It is part of the Agenda 21 program to impoverish the American people and destroy the infrastructure of our nation. It is what you call using the media to push a political agenda. And in America, we have freedom of the press, which means that the six major corporations that control the media have the freedom to lie to us, and they're doing it. Anything else, Mike?
No, not at all. I really appreciate your show.
God bless, and I wish you get everybody up there in Idaho listening, and I'm going to call Art Robinson, try to get him on. He's one of my heroes, okay?
Thank you, sir.
God bless. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. What city is that in New York you're from, Mike?
Schenectady.
Oh, Schenectady. Okay, fine. Well, it's from Schenectady, New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Mike from Schenectady, New York, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a few comments, a few important subjects to talk to you about, Dr. Stan. I just tuned in to your radio station. I like it so far. You know, I'm going to tune in the future and hear what you're all about. But it seems to me that you could basically, like you said, comment. You could say whatever comes to mind. First of all, you know, to the people in Japan, you know, God bless them. And my heart goes with them, and a lot, millions of other people's hearts go with them. A little subject I want to talk about, it pertains to the last days of our family pet. Can you hear me, Dr. Stan?
I certainly can, but pertains to what now?
When you've had a family pet, a dog, for a long time.
Okay, the last days, your family pet. Go right ahead.
Right, and the veterinarians out there, right? This is about, you know, I'll get to insurance companies next. You know what I mean? We're it sounded like, you know. You know, the way the tone of your show is that, you know, these I don't even want to start swearing, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of great vets out there, you know, but when the last days, when your pet that you've loved and had since the pup, or you've rescued, and it's time for them, you know, to have them put down, you know what I'm saying, Doc? They go into, my particular situation. I had a white German Shepherd. He was a great dog. I've had him since a pup. And I brought him to the veterinarian that I had. I won't use any name. They've helped me in the past and everything. But when I went there, you know, they knew my dog was dying, and I knew my dog was dying, and he was 10 years old, and they wanted to do ultrasounds, and they wanted to do this. And in other words, a long story short, you know, you could practically mortgage your dog, your house and everything on, you know, all these last-ditch efforts for your dog. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think, Mike, what you... People really have to say, as you know, well, you know, certainly, if there's anything that we could do, fine, but if there's not, we certainly don't have the funds to spend a small fortune trying to preserve their life. Dr. Kent, is there really a good chance that we could do something, or would we be better just to... put him down. Now, ordinarily, you know, if you've got an honest vet, they're going to suggest, yeah, sure, we could do surgery, we could do all of these things, but maybe it'd be just as well to put them to sleep now, because the chances are they're not going to make it, because the average individual doesn't have the money. Now, there'll be occasionally, money. People are willing to put out $5,000-$10,000, but most people, especially today, aren't in that position. So what was the point you were trying to make, Mike?
My niece, you know, got credit cards and everything for her dog. I see, you know what I mean? You know what I mean. You're right on target here. With the average guy can't afford to go into all this, like, you know what I mean, all these tests and things. And then, you know, the dog ends up to... Well, my particular point was they wanted to, like, put him on, you know, IV and this and that. If he don't eat by tomorrow, this and that, sent me home with pain pills for a month. And then they wanted to put him in the hospital the next day. They knew he was dying, and she gave me the old, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, we don't know. And then I says, okay, I got out of there. I went to my sister's vet, which I call him Dr. Heartless, I swear. I went in there, and I says, I have my dog out in the car. He's, ready to get put down. And I made an appointment with him. Boy, it's a long story, but I don't want to tie up everybody's time. But this guy, like, didn't show any compassion. He was more worried about the money than the $85, because I told them when I first went in there, I only had my paycheck. I didn't want to stop on the way, you know what I mean?
Well, so basically, Mike, what I would do is just let everybody know that you're not going to go back to him again. Anyway, I'm sorry for the difficulty. And when you have to have a pet put down that you love, it's a terribly painful thing. But on top of that, you don't want to feel that you're taken advantage of. And you want to find a vet who cares about animals, but cares enough to let them go when the time comes. Hey, we've got other callers. Thanks very much. Well, and I sympathize with you. Before we let you go.
But have people beware that that vets are out there. Most of them are really nice, but at the end of your pet's life, don't let them take advantage of you, because some of them will. They'll rake you over the coals, and then your pet end up, unfortunately, dying, you know, several days later anyway. So,
but there's the people in every field. I had the other day we had a little problem. Thanks very much, Mike. And the other day we had a little problem in our... with plumbing in a building we own, and we had to get it taken care of. And they said, you need to get the plumbing redone. They came up with a bill, a plan for a $10,000 job, because we had one incident in the last year of the pipes getting blocked. There are always people that said they are looking for a major source of income, and you've got to be smart enough to say, thanks, but no thanks. Let's go to Herman, who's calling from Carmel again, and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what Mike from Schenectady was really saying is there's some people out there who are just in the profession, veterinary medicine, to make money. Now, a vet has to make a living, but suddenly... You want somebody in a profession who really cares about what he's doing. Professionals make a good living, but when they're practicing their profession for money, you don't want anything to do with them. If they're practicing their profession to do a good job and they make money incidentally, then you want to support them. Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. People have brought up the question of whether God's hand was in this disaster that has struck Japan. And somebody handed me something from Pastor David Nix in South Carolina. He's of a small church, and he was given a dream 4 years ago, and a friend of mine told me about this last year, that there would be a great earthquake in Japan, but if the people would pray, that God's hand would be stayed, and they did pray, and it didn't occur at that time. But he came up with something this past week. Says, some of my people looked to my servant when the earthquake hit Japan, for they felt I would speak unto him. Words were given about the earthquake of great devastation, but my people sought mercy, and mercy was given. The days have passed, and the people of Japan still do not turn unto me or to my father. You know that our mercy was given, but the people of Japan do not. The earthquake of great magnitude is by our hand, for the earth must learn that we exist and that we control the elements of the earth. Most in Japan do not follow the ways of faith, and very few call on my name. They are a nation filled with pride in their wealth, so are we here in America, and their economy. I did not give words to my... Anyways, he says, I have told you that the earth shall shake and mountains shall tremble. Disasters shall increase, for the harvest of mercy is upon you. Some will ask how our mercy can be seen in such tragic events. But those who ask do not have eyes to see. We are mercy, and our hearts ache over the suffering of the people of Japan and the people of Libya and people all over the earth each day. Millions live in sadness and sorrow, but men only focus upon large events of suffering. Would our mercy be seen if we allow men to continue upon their path of darkness and destruction? Or is mercy seen in changing the lives of the proud and lost ones? Someday every knee shall bow before us, for this is our will. He says, Japan is a nation where our name is rarely mentioned and is a nation of great pride. They are not the first to feel our wrath, and they will not be the last. My words of instruction have been clear to you. Seek mercy always, and do not cease in your prayers for those who suffer. As I told you about those in Egypt, pray that they turn unto me. Pray for mercy to come unto them. Pray that nuclear disaster is avoided. Pray for comfort upon those who have lost family and home. But do not fail to ask for their hearts to turn unto me and my Father. The harvest of mercy has begun. Pray for the lost ones to turn their hearts, and pray for mercy to shine forth. Anyways,
Herman, I think that it is only in times of crisis that people turn to the Lord. Basically, I've seen this so many times in my life. As a physician, you know, doctors are very proud people. And in the community I practice, there were very few born-again Christians. And they looked to the Lord and became Christians only when there was a personal catastrophe. God can use things like this to further the kingdom. Well, Herman, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Well, the
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey Water Good. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927 to learn about the total home filtration unit. Give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you, and hope that maybe you'll be willing or able to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not able to, and I know so many people are really having financial problems today, if you do not have the wherewithal to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, then of course, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We do hope, of course, that you will begin to avail yourself of the things that are available to my ministry. And you start with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That, of course, you listen to our talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret. And there's actually syllabuses go with both of them. Why are they important? Because they introduce you to the fact that there is another dimension. And if you stop and think about the Christian story, how could Jesus Christ have walked on water? I mean, you can't, by certainly any manner or means, do that unless there's a supernatural dimension. I mean, Christ could not command the storms on the Sea of Galilee to cease. And I've been on the Sea of Galilee in the middle of a storm, and I'll tell you, it's a frightening experience. And then, of course, certainly Christ then was crucified and raised again, just as he had raised others from the dead. How could you do that unless there's a supernatural dimension? And we want to introduce you to this concept that there really are other forces at work within the world, and we'll even give you some of their writings. And this is why we give you a little pamphlet in one of our, that's in the Dark Secret syllabus. The working of the spiritual hierarchy to introduce you to the elder brothers, the whole idea of the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. Now, basically, of course, these are demonic spirits, but this is written by people who believe in them. They're not imaginary, they're real. We are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle, and until you understand that, until you have a personal relationship with our Lord, you're not going to be effective. If you have any question what this is really about, if you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to the section on the story of Jesus. Read it. Another section, how do you know you're saved? Read it. And read these things through several times. I've come to the conclusion that things are far enough along. We're going to have to start emphasizing what this is really about. If we ever have any hope at all that there will be revival in America, will there be a revival? I don't know, but I think we have to try. We do know that certainly America was doomed as a nation in 1730 because the wicked people had taken control of our country. And then God called forth men like Jonathan Edwards and John Wesley and, and a few others. And, of course, they preached the gospel. Men's hearts were changed, and America was prepared for the Declaration of Independence and the Revolutionary War. And then, of course, America was corrupt again by the 1840, and there was a second Great Awakening. If there's any hope for America, it will be that we will have a third Great Awakening. Our job, of course, is to do everything we can to point people to the Lord, but in the final analysis, it will only be His work and His direction that will accomplish anything. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the